are falling into place. Sirius spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning we focus on the Albany Damien Center, which is opening a new building this week. Perry Janjulis is the executive director of the Albany Damien Center and a person living with AIDS, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Perry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe, so much for having me on, and also thank you to the Seymour Fox Foundation for making this possible.
Well, it's a delight to have you here. This is very exciting that you've got a new home. Before we get into the new place, let's talk what happened to the old place.
Sure. Well, the Damien Center was founded back in 1988 as the very first drop-in center in the United States to help people living with HIV and AIDS. We were located in a church for a bit, but moved to 12 South Lake Avenue for 15 years. That building unfortunately burned down in a fire August of 2013. And so since then, we have been back at a church, at the First Lutheran Church, anxiously awaiting our new home.
And the new home is ready to open.
Yeah. Well, we are moving in today, and November 1st, we will have the first tenants moving in. The new building is located at 728 Madison Avenue between Quail and South Lake Avenue. And the new center provides our drop-in center program specifically for over 400 people living with HIV and AIDS per year. And in addition, we will have 20 apartments for 22 persons who are currently homeless and living with HIV.
This has been quite the project over the last few years to raise all the money, to get this done, to get it built, to get it designed, all of that. It's quite an undertaking.
It was amazing. It was 3 years in the planning and then 1 year for construction. So the construction process actually was the simple part, it seems. The planning process, the raising the money, and the overwhelming community support that really helped make this happen was really critical to our success today.
So when you look at the mission and how you are now able to fulfill that mission with the new center, how do you see that all unfolding?
Sure. You know, at the end of 2015, there's over 121,000 New Yorkers who are still living with HIV and AIDS, and 25% of those are living upstate. And so while we still don't have a cure, science is now showing us that if a person with HIV knows their status, gets tested, and gets on medication, they can live as long of a life as someone who's not HIV infected. In addition, science is showing us that if a person can get their viral load so low that it becomes what we call undetectable, which just means it's still there, we just can't detect it with science, they cannot spread the disease to other people. So we have some incredible advances in medicine today. Sadly, close to 30% of the people living with HIV and AIDS today are not virally suppressed or not doing well. For them, it's 1980 still. And we're watching people, too many people die still. The reasons for this are many. Homelessness, hunger, poverty, mental health and substance use issues, trauma, and the overwhelming stigma of HIV that is still present in our society today. The virus is also disproportionately affecting our youth, our seniors, and persons of color. And this is where the Damien Center comes in. We are laser-focused on helping the persons that are most vulnerable, the persons that truly need our help in order to stay alive.
One of the things that's always fascinated me about the Damien Center is that whether if you've known about the diagnosis for a long time or you've just found out, then wherever you are in that spectrum, people can come in and get help and figure out sort of where to go and get the resources that they need to live a positive life. So what I find so curious is that are you finding what changes have you seen over the time? Obviously, you talk about there still being great need. How ultimately do people find you and come to you?
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of referrals from the community, also through the medical centers. One of the things that I found over the years, I walked into the Damien Center in 1995 when I was very sick and dying. I was told I had 3 months to live. And the Damien Center truly saved my life because I found a community that truly cared about each other and gave us hope that at least we weren't going to die alone. Over the years, and back then it was really truly a horrible, tragic event that was going on. You'd walk into the Damien Center, 10 people would walk in, 9 people would die. The next week, 10 people would walk in, those same 10 people would be dead the next week. So over the years, while the death rate has declined, unfortunately, the infection rates have risen, quite a bit. And so really finding us, and this is something I would love, if people know of someone who's struggling with HIV or AIDS, they can find us on Facebook. They can find us on our website, albanydamiencenter.org. And they can just show up to the center. And the center is truly a community that's full of love, full of support. We serve a hot breakfast, lunch, and dinner 5 days a week. We also provide other services such as our PAWS program, which is helping over 125 people to keep their pets when they are too ill. We go in and we walk the dog, we change the litter boxes, and we also provide pet food, because for a lot of people, HIV can still be extremely isolating. And there's also still today, after all of these years, I find right here in our own community, the stigma associated with HIV is still extremely large.
So talk a little bit about that stigma. What do people, I mean, it's gotten a little bit better or not?
Well, I think in some communities there has been some movement, but I think also we haven't talked about this in a while. Remember, we were news back in the 80s when we were dying every 10 minutes.
Right.
All of a sudden, we stopped being news, and so we have a whole new generation of persons who really don't have a lot of information about HIV and AIDS, and they're becoming infected. And unfortunately, I'm still seeing people being thrown out of their homes, thrown out of their communities, showing up at the Damien Center with absolutely no one to be there for them. And that's sad. In some communities, it's called the monster, you know, and people will come in and they'll say, I can't tell anybody. I can't tell anybody that I've got the monster, you know, because they will harass me. For our LGBT community, particularly our persons who are transgendered, one of the biggest fears they have about disclosing their HIV status is the threat of violence. And they're not wrong. I watch persons who are homeless and persons who are transgender come into the Damien Center who are bruised, who are bleeding, and all because someone found out that they had HIV.
So when you think of that type of abuse and the stigma place, I mean, I guess, unfortunately, there will always be a part of that that's there in our community of just not understanding the different and what that is. But do you also see? I'm trying to get to the good news here, which is that you get enormous support to be able to do your mission, to build a new home.
Absolutely.
There's also the opposite where people are coming together to help the community
as
well.
And that's what I love about living in the Albany, in the capital region, because really people, while the Damien Center was still on fire, there were fundraisers being planned back 4 years ago. And the community's coming together right now. There's an event this Saturday called the Phoenix Rising at the Coho's Music Hall at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $75, and a lot of the performers who came together back 4 years ago to help us are coming back together again. The show is produced by Norman Ray, and it's a Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Coho's Music Hall. We won't have tickets at the door, so you can find them right online at albanydamiencenter.org. The other good news, though, is really that we can help people. Back when I walked into the Damien Center back in 95, there were no medications. There was no help. There was really just, let me help you get your will in order and let me figure out how I can help you die. Today, we can help someone live. And so I think that is the bright spot in this disease. We're making progress across the state with what we call ending the epidemic, which is really bringing new infections from 3,000 a year down to 750. To where we are having people not progress and die solely from AIDS as the primary cause. So there is a lot of hope, but the main thing is we need to have the social supports that and the critical supports that are offered by the Albany Damien Center in order to make that happen. And so for my message to people, you know, if you don't know your HIV status, please do get tested. And if you do have a positive test, come find us. We can help you navigate this incredibly complex maze of insurance, housing, and all of the other needs that you may have in order to live successfully. I'm still here after all these years. I can't tell you why. I think I have some survivor's guilt. There were so many people who were on the same path I was. I was picked up by the meds that started coming out around 98. And I'm here today. And right now I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing in 10, 15 years from now, which is just unimaginable. And so there is a lot of hope for that.
Well, that is wonderful. There is, you were talking about the insurance aspect, and I know that pharmacy and helping people with the medicine is part of your mission as well, which is a large part. I can't even imagine going through that maze of working with the insurance companies, because that's a moving target, right? That's changing all the time.
It is. But fortunately, we have programs in New York State which are helping people to get on insurance. And also at the new Damien Center, we are going to have an in-house pharmacy. And the in-house pharmacy will deliver medications to a person's home, to a person's friend's home, and also will do pill pours right into the boxes, so you don't have to worry about putting them into those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday boxes. And the pharmacy also helps with a lot of the insurance navigation. So having the pharmacy, which is called Aureus, they were formerly known as Town Total. They were on Northern Boulevard. Moving into our new Damien Center will truly help people get unfettered access to the care and the medications that they truly deserve in order to stay alive. I think this is the difference between HIV and other diseases. You know, one thing, you know, if someone has, cancer or diabetes, they will tell somebody and people will automatic empathy and support will happen. A lot of times when someone says, I have AIDS, I have HIV, people are still backing up and saying, oh, okay, I'm sorry for you, but, you know, I can't help you, or I'm scared. And so this is, this is where our concentration has been since 1988 and is going to continue to help specifically people living with the virus, living with HIV, and also their family members and loved ones.
Folks can find out more information about the Damien Center by going to albanydamiencenter.org, albanydamiencenter.org, a resource center for people living with HIV and AIDS, and your new home opens up this week. So congratulations.
Thanks, Joe, so much.
Very, very exciting. A great pleasure seeing you. Thank you very much for sharing with us, and best of luck with a wonderful week. Again, you can find out more information by going to albanydamiencenter.org. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.